Terry Goldsworthy, criminologist from the Bond University here on the Gold Coast. Terry, thanks for joining us. Have a listen to a couple of calls we spoke to yesterday.
It's just a strange feeling. You know, Saturday night we had four kids in balaclavas. You know, you wake up the next morning and find out your friend's house has been broken into. These kids in balaclavas were actually in their home.
I've seen over the last 20 years what's happened. ICE has been terrible, and it's only a small group of people, but they're doing, you know, 80% of the stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and so many, you know, we had a lot of calls, people blaming the influx of tourism through southern states, drugs, also financial situation. Terry, can we ask you, and I called it yesterday, I thought the Gold Coast, or mainly southeast Queensland, is one of the hottest crime spots in Australia. Is that true or false?
Yeah, look, Queensland is a crime hotspot. We're at a 20-year high for the crime rate for the state. In terms of the Gold Coast, we have seen about a 7% increase in the offence rate over the last calendar year, and what's been driving that is primarily property offences seem to be on the rise and rise. So things like your breaking in are up 14%, your robberies are up 14% as well, and you've got other issues such as, you know, possession of restricted weapons in public are up 17%. So there are some concerning trends in there.
Is it fair to say, I'm sorry, Ali, is it fair to say that those that surge in crime is being committed by a small minority, or are we looking at widespread?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it is more offending by less people. Certainly in terms of youth crime, that's the case. You know, we talk about unique offenders, and you'll often hear the government go, there's less unique offenders. So what that simply means for your listeners is, you know, they count an offender once when they enter the system. It doesn't matter how many times they re-enter. But what we're seeing is the volume of crime being committed by those particular youth offenders is increasing dramatically.
Thank you.
Terry, the stats you mentioned earlier in relation to Southeast Queensland and Queensland, obviously the trend's rising. Is that nationwide? I mean, or is this just Queensland and Southeast Queensland that seem to be on the massive rise, or is it everywhere?
Yeah, look, there is a general kind of increase going across Australia, like Victoria in the last year period rose about 5% in their crime rate. Mm-hmm. If you have a look at New South Wales, they've also had some increases in regards to things like robberies, break-and-enters, steal from vehicles, motor vehicle theft are going up as well. So we seem to be more problematic, and we were actually increasing, I think, before they started to increase. So it's problematic for us up here.
What do you think the main answer is to reduce crime here on the Gold Coast? Because, you know, as I said, 50% of the people that called in yesterday were willing to move because they felt unsafe.
Well, I think there's a real problem around youth and how they view their role in society and a lack of respect. If you look at police resources, they're also quite problematic. We're not increasing the police numbers. They're actually decreasing. So that needs to be addressed. The latest drug data, which is only 2 or 3 months old from the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission, tells us that, you know, there's a 17% increase in the consumption of methamphetamine, heroin, so cocaine is up, ecstasy is up. So we'll have a real drug problem if we're not careful, because we're just putting up the open for business sign to the cartels from overseas.
Mm-hmm. Terry, it's probably a ridiculous question to ask a criminologist, but I'd love to know if you're sick of talking about crime, because it seems like nothing ever changes.
That's their job.
Is it frustrating?
I love it.
Yeah, I could just do one interview and put it on record and complain. Wouldn't I really?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the gift that keeps on giving. But, you know, it is a challenging time. I mean, as I said, we're at a 20-year high in the crime rate in Queensland, so we haven't really been here for many, many years. It's going to be interesting. We've now got a new, or shortly we'll have a new commissioner to see what fresh ideas they can bring to try and get a handle on this. And, you know, the government, unfortunately, I think made some poor decisions, you know, with youth crime 6, 7 years ago that we're going to take a long time to clean up.
Terry, yes or no, do you feel safe on the Gold Coast? That was the question we asked Triple M family.
Yes, only after I've locked all my doors and windows. So.
Thank you, Terry, for joining us. A great insight, and, you know, we're here in southeast Queensland. Hopefully we can clean things up.
No worries, thanks.
Look, we've got a fantastic opportunity for Gold Coasters who want answers on crime. We have the Leader of the Opposition, David Crisafulli, here. We have challenged him to not refer to the government, but we want to know some answers. David Crisafulli, good morning.
I've never let you down before. I won't turn on the thick politician, I promise you.
That's all right, mate. We're here to talk about Gold Coasters and particularly about crime and how they're feeling. We asked them the question, do you feel safe? And we got a lot of responses. So we followed it up with criminologist from Bond University, Terry Goldsworthy.
Oh, he's great.
Inspire to ask this question, mate.
What do you think the main answer is to reduce crime here on the Gold Coast?
I think there's a real problem around youth and how they view their role in society and a lack of respect. If you look at police resources, they're also quite problematic. We're not increasing the police numbers. They're actually decreasing. We'll have a real drug problem if we're not careful because we're just putting up the open for business sign to the cartels from overseas.
David, you are in a unique position to do something about this. What would you do and do you feel safe?
He's dead right. People don't feel safe. And it comes back to that watering down of the Youth Justice Act. It really is. You've got, in the last 9 years since that happened, you've just got this generation of untouchables. They just, they ram police cars, they carry knives, and they know that there's just no consequences for that. So I want to rewrite that Youth Justice Act. I want to make sure that you've removed detention as a last resort. And what Terry just said then is spot on. Mm-hmm. There are less coppers. And it's not because there's not a pipeline coming through. There's a pipeline of recruits. It's just that the experienced ones are leaving quicker than they can be replaced because they just don't feel like they got the laws to do their job. They're arresting the same faces, doing the same crime. The only thing that changes is which family gets torn apart. Look, the answer to your question is, do people feel safe in their homes and their businesses and on the streets? And the answer increasingly is no, and I'm not comfortable with that.
And what would you do?
Rewrite the Youth Justice Act, fix Resi Care, which is this broken system of state care where kids aren't going to school and they're not given discipline and structure. Going to get serious about early intervention. I'm heading this morning to Men of Business at Southport, which is a great program. But that's 150 kids, right? We need these sorts of programs, and the government's got to get in and back them. I want to rewrite that Youth Justice Act, and the underlying thing has to be consequences for actions, and the rights of the victim have to come before the rights of the offender. So all of those things can happen, and they must happen. And unless they do, you're just going to continue to see this spiral because they're getting more brazen, right? There was a time when these kids would run, they would bolt. Now they're holding knives and they're threatening people. They are ramming cop cars. And I ask myself all of the time, how on earth has it got to this in a state like Queensland, right? And it's got to stop.
Yeah, they're laughing in their faces, aren't they, David? I know you've mentioned that fact before. David, this morning I had a look on the Gold Coast Bulletin. There's an article about someone being serving time now for offending against a female police officer. And she had body camera on herself, and it's a horrific assault by this guy. And in the background, you see the police van there, but she's there on her own. And I don't care whether it's a female. This is not about female, male. It's the fact that there was one police officer there who had to just, you know, and she tasered this guy, and then he came back and violently attacked her. I cannot believe that, a police officer would be in that scenario on their own. I mean, no wonder they're leaving in their droves. Do you have a fear that we are going to end up with almost no police force?
I do, Ali, and I have a fear that something really bad is going to happen. I'll give you an example from the area that I represent. I got the Runaway Bay Police Station in my area. It's a beautiful, beautiful area, beautiful station, 24-person station. They've been running at half strength for many, many, many months. And there are times when they've got less than half. But this has been replicated everywhere. Ros Bates was telling me the same thing about Mudgeribah. I'm here at Burleigh at the moment. And it is the one thing that people keep talking about. We just don't – no one whinges about the police and them wanting to do their job. No one questions their dedication.
No.
It's the laws are rubbish and there's not enough of them. So you've got laws that were watered down, you've got less cops. What do you think's going to happen?
Understand. We know it's everywhere, and the media, it isn't a beat up, as you've just mentioned. Last couple real quick. Is Christmas Island an opportunity? Is a boot camp style to offenders an opportunity?
I won't comment about an exact location, Spider, but I love the idea of giving kids discipline and structure in their life. And what really annoys me is when I have a look at the number of kids who are on remand waiting to be sentenced, and then they just spit them straight back out and put them in the same place and expect a different result.
Yes.
You've got to give them something in their life, right? Now, there are some, the baddies, the worst of the worst, those who are running around stabbing people, ramming police cars, they deserve to be behind bars. But there's that next generation, the pipeline coming through, and you've got to give them something, and you've got to give them discipline in their life and structure. Yeah. And if that means taking them away from that environment for an extended period of time and giving them some skills and giving them some bit of discipline in their life.
Yeah. Mate, and pride.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, and hope. And hope to turn their life around as well.
Yep.
If you do that, I don't think there's too many Queenslanders who wouldn't look at that and say, well, that seems like a reasonable play. Okay.
Well, Dave Crisafulli, Leader of the Opposition, thank you very much for joining us. And we do have to, one word, do you feel safe in your own home?
Increasingly, no, mate, but I'm a politician, so you never get one word.
Dave, enjoy your breakfast.
Glorious morning on the coast, guys. See you later.